The Harvest Church, its message.
Having heard of our responsibilities and the response that we are to have concerning this harvest message, we find that this is really one of the evidences of our being a witness. Subject is not witnessing, but being a witness. And so it is that, as the Lord said, He was the light of the world. He said, ye also are the light of the world. And therefore, let your works glorify your Father which is in heaven. And what light do we have? It's this light of present truth. It's this harvest message that we have. And it's this that has affected our lives, that has drawn us apart from the rest of the world. It's drawn us to a close relationship to our Heavenly Father, so that we have made a covenant with Him by sacrifice. And what a privilege it is that we have been called to be co-workers together with Him. And what is the light of present truth that we have? How has it affected our lives? Are we God-like? This is the effect or the response that we have as a result of receiving the harvest message. But our assigned subject is not, as I mentioned, one of witnessing. Witnessing is one of the evidences that we have heard the word of truth. But being a witness, perhaps, is the only manner in which some may review our lives. It may be the only way that our neighbors will ever discern or behold that we are witnesses for our Lord and for Jesus. And so how careful we should be in our lives as to being good examples of those who follow in the footsteps of our Lord and our Savior. The Apostle Paul was a good example of one who witnessed in his life the profession of the truth that he had. And he, writing to Timothy, whom he called his own son in the faith, in 1 Timothy 1:2, and also writing to us, he said, be thou an example of the believers. How are we to be example? He goes on to say, in word, in conversation, in charity or love, in faith and in purity. And what a witness we would be if we could follow this to the letter. Our Lord was a perfect example of doing this in word and conversation, in love and faith and purity. In the epistle to Peter, he said, for this is thankworthy, for if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Yes, if he suffer wrongfully, he will suffer as a true example of our Lord. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Remember what the apostle said, be ye an example of the believers. In word, he says. Paul is reiterating what he said earlier in this first epistle to Timothy in 4:6, where he says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, imbued in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine wherewith thou hast attained. This is the Diglot rendering. We have been imbued with this as a good minister of Jesus Christ. In the faith, it's just not a normal faith, but it's the faith that has been given to us through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he said if we don't, reading the context, it implies that if we're not living up to the pattern or to the standard which has been set for us, and this in proclaiming the doctrines, proclaiming the teachings of the Lord, when the Master said in the upper room, "Thy word is truth," it is this that we're to expound and to make manifest in our own lives as being a good witness, as Brother Penrose mentioned, not only in 1988, but all down through our Christian experience. Be thou an example of the believers in conversation. We all know that this properly indicates our behavior, our conduct, our manner of life. And the Apostle Peter, giving us a very familiar text, in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, in the 9th verse, says that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people, a holy nation, and a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Ye are a chosen generation, a special people to the Lord. Remember, the nation of Israel were very special. They were his chosen people, but it was only an antitype. Ye are that chosen people. You are the ones who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel of truth. Yes, and as chosen people, we above all people of the world know of the wonderful plans and purposes of God. Who of all the people of the world can tell of the good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people? We see and hear much of the so-called religion on the media today, but it's only you and only the church of this age that is able to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And it's this that is working in you, that God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Yes, and he says that ye are a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Remember the priesthood that was given to the nation of Israel back there in the tabernacle in the wilderness? They offered sacrifices. Ye also are a chosen people to offer sacrifices. And what kind of sacrifices do we offer? We offer ourselves. And this is one of the ways that we may be a witness to the world, yes, and to our brethren. How do we lay down our lives as footstep followers of the Master? And we too, he says, are a holy nation. Israel was separated from the rest of the world, from the Egyptians. Remember, they were separated in the land of Goshen. They were protected by the Heavenly Father, by God. They were delivered. You too have been delivered. A royal priesthood to offer sacrifices. And this is one of the witnesses that we have, or are evidence in our lives. Separated from the people of the earth, that we might worship the one and only true God. Sanctified by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, and he says that we too are a peculiar people. To some, we're very peculiar. But I like the thought of the Greek word in this. We are people for his possession. What a wonderful thought that is. A people for his possession. Belonging to the Heavenly Father, God Almighty. That's why we can say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We are his sons. And as sons of God, we are to be true witnesses. In this age, yes, and if we've been found faithful, we shall be sons of God on a spiritual plane. And in all these things, the apostle applies these to the church of this age. And why? Because we would be true witnesses to him. And in the 12th verse he says, having your conversation, your manner of life, amongst the Gentiles, that where as they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they show, behold, glorify God in the day of their visitation. Be thou an example of the believers in charity or in love, in this benevolence of being a witness in the Harvest Church during the Gospel Age. We can do no better than to emulate the words as they've been declared to us by the Apostle John in his first epistle, the third chapter, in the 18th verse. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We can love in word, but how do we show our love to our brethren? And it isn't only in deed or in truth, but as he tells us in the 23rd verse, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Paul includes faith in this, together with the one commandment we are to follow. These are not separate commandments, but we are to believe on the name. Well, this word believe, you know, is faith. Have faith in our Lord and Savior. Faith in the promises and the providences of God. Have faith on him and love one another as he gave us commandment. This was his commandment. This was his commission to us as witnesses, as being a witness during this time. Yes, we're to have this love one for another. It's this which binds our hearts in Christian love, binds us together as a family of God. And so it is that we love not only in word and in tongue and in deed and in truth. This we are then to be witnesses, not only pertaining to the world of mankind, but witnesses to our brethren as well, desiring to assist them in the narrow way, assist them to the end of their course. So may we all be witnesses during this year and the year to come, showing forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.